Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled Social Justice Partiality. It's my earnestly contending letter for February 2021. Colossians 3:11. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Colossians 3:11. The term social justice sounds good, but alas, the devil is in the details. Social justice as an ideology comes from secular culture. Be our first clue right there. Comes from secular culture, which is in conflict with biblical morality. I'm always amazed that so many in the professing church consistently take their cue from the culture and its values. See Romans 12:2, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold, which is exactly what is happening. The evangelical church, quote-unquote evangelical church, whatever that is, has been greatly influenced by social justice thinking. A whole generation has bought in, and they consider themselves virtuously woke, that is, socially awakened, for doing so. Many are aggressively seeking to tie the gospel to the social justice trends of the culture. But in doing so, they are leaving the Bible behind. The sorry thing is that they are so weak doctrinally that they don't even seem to realize what they're doing. Many of them sincerely mean well. We do need soft hearts, but not soft heads. We have seen this social gospel movie before. It doesn't end well. Social justice ideology gets its terminology, rhetoric, and proposed solutions from the popular culture. It's a mixture of things. It's a mixture of postmodern thinking, Marxist thinking, critical race theory, that is, the dividing of people into oppressor and oppressed categories, and for professing Christians, a few Bible verses mixed in as well. Ah, nice little package, huh? Not so much. Social justice does not advocate biblical justice. It is a law unto itself. It knows nothing about grace. It is a worldly worldview, and it wants its pound of flesh. It knows nothing about biblical unity, but rather fosters tribalism and division. It is overtly judgmental and hypocritically given over to the blatant partiality of reverse discrimination. Biblical concepts like all lives matter, because all are created in the image of God, is found to be offensive to the new social justice morality. To say you are colorblind is to prove you are not yet woke. The new morality is very sensitive to lingo and very easily offended. Many professing Christians are all about accommodating this mindset, claiming that if we're going to reach them, we need to virtue signal that we too are on board with their cause. From the book, Why Social Justice is Not Biblical Justice, we read, while of course there are exceptions, particularly among evangelical joiners, mainstream social justice tactics include compulsory re-education and indoctrination, often called sensitivity training, innuendo, contempt, threats, shaming, silencing, and mob actions. End quote. Again, page 106, same book. Social justice champions speak of their respect for differences and tolerance for all people, cultures, identities, and perspectives. But this is disingenuous. Their value of diversity isn't for all people. For example, to proclaim that all lives matter is to use politically incorrect racist language. Only some groups are celebrated, and the degree of celebration depends on the level of intersectional victimhood. The more categories of victimhood you have, the more you are celebrated. James 1:27 says that pure and undefiled religion before God is to keep oneself unspotted from the world. And then James immediately goes on to say, my brothers, show no partiality as you hold to the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. James 2:1. The partiality involved in social justice doctrine turns the Bible on its head. It represents worldly wisdom and not God's wisdom. James emphasizes showing no partiality to the rich. But the Bible also says not to show special favoritism to the poor. Exodus 23:3, Leviticus 19:15. Partiality based on group identity is not biblical. Thought: a woke friendship with the world and its values is enmity with God. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, earnestly contending for the faith. I trust you are as well. God bless you.